minutes.
Time. Real good to be here this morning. I do my best to read you a love letter.
Bless
you. The Lord of God.
Amen.
Amen. A story will take us from this world to the courts of glory.
Amen.
It's good to be here this morning, and you bear with us for a little while. And in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, we're going to read a little bit. Sixth verse. 11th chapter. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
The Lord that we serve this morning, He wrote to us and He said that He was a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hold on. Seeking Him through bad times and through good times. He is a rewarder. I'm glad for that. I'm glad to know that from the bottom of my soul, the Lord that I serve, He come all the way to from heaven to the earth, and I went to Calvary that He might be a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let's go on down to the 8th verse. And by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place with which he sought after, received for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs, which went with him, of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. I want to tell you today that we look back in the story of Abraham, a man a long time ago, an old prophet. This man had a promise. And he went out. The Bible said that he went out in a strange country. Following a promise. Listen, he had trouble in his life. But he held on to a lively hope that he had in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, listen, he went out and he took Isaac with him. You know, there come a time in his life that he turned the time come that God said under Noah, under Abraham, he said that day, will you go and offer Isaac a sacrifice unto me. Brother, he was obedient in that who he served, and he went. We see him as he traveled down with that with the same promise Isaac and Jacob with the same promise. And one time he traveled with a lot, and there was a trouble come in the herdsman, brother, and there come a time that he had to separate himself because that there was trouble among the herdsmen. And he said unto the Lord, he said, you go to the left and I will go to the right. Or if you want to go to the right, I will go to the left. I to choose you where you're going.
Amen.
I can see Lot whenever He looked towards the well-watered plains of Jordan, towards Sodom and Gomorrah. He had pitched his tent towards the twin cities of sin. But Abraham, he sojourned in a land, listen, a promise. He knew that God would be with him. He wouldn't bow away from the promises of God. He wouldn't bend. He wouldn't bow. Brother, listen. And he sojourned. Brother, listen today. How that he searched for a city whose builder and maker is God. The Bible said that we become joint heirs with Christ. Heirs and joint heirs. We're still seeking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm on my way. Brother, listen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, I would not have no reward from heaven. I believe back in the 10th Corinthians, and it said, if we be in Christ, we are a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Brother, listen. How that he sojourned in a land of promise. How that we're traveling day after day, overcoming the obstacles that we face every day, because we're heirs of the kingdom, and we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm glad to be saved today. I'm glad to know. I know that there's a higher power. The Bible said, if we only had a hope in Christ, in this world, we would be among men most miserable. But I'm not miserable today in my faith. My faith is settled. In yonder's world, I'm looking for a place where there will not be no more trouble, more sorrow. But all things be passed away. My, he said, to Thomas one day, he said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. My brother, he said, I'm going away, and I'll prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. He will not slack concerning his promises that he made to us. You know, whenever he called me out of darkness, and established my goings in him, and he gave me a brand new life. I've been happy. I've had trouble. I've seen trouble along the way. There's never been a doubt in my mind that there's a higher power sitting on the throne on the right hand side of God is making intercession for me. That's what heirs is all about. You know, this morning, you had faith in the Lord, not in the church, not in the pastor, but in the Lord, you went out, had a great desire, to serve the Lord, with the saints of God, which is heirs of God. We're going to get it. We're going to be together one day to never be separated no more. I'm going to slow down just for a few minutes if it be possible. Sometimes it's not possible for me to slow down. But I'm happy whenever I get to thinking about there's a reward that waits my coming. He is a rewarder of them that shall endure unto the end. That diligent seek him. James said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. But he said, let that man think not that he shall receive anything from the Lord. I'm glad today to be able to serve one that his promises is true. Amen. Can you imagine all the many promises that he told the disciples and he told me and you about this love letter that he wrote and sent to the saints. I listened to him, come on home. He said, I will go with you even unto the ends of the world. You that come out of darkness, I listen and rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, listen, his promise is true.
Amen.
It will stand. Going to read just a little bit more. But I'm glad today to be able to say I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
I'm a child of the real King. My brother, listen, has said on the throne.
Yeah.
And be a joint heir. I'm glad to be an heir.
Amen.
Of the heavenly gift.
Amen.
I'm glad to be an heir that Jesus went to the cross and died for.
Amen.
He said, through me, all things are possible. They ain't nothing I come up on. Brother, listen, it may take my life away from the world. I bet he can't take my life out of the hands of God.
Hey,
there's not enough of devils in hell to separate me from the love of my Savior. So says the Word of God.
Amen.
My. I wonder what kind of city that Abraham was seeking for. It tells a little later in the Word of God. Whenever he finally found the city whose builder and maker is God. We're going to read it. Oh, you talk about a love letter. From the straight Word of God. To the saints, to the heirs. Them that's been called from out of the world and set apart. And listen, ain't no wonder that you can see the tears flowing, tears of joy, because her name, it was written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
You bear with us. You happy on your journey?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad to be in there. And I'm glad he loved me enough.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you, Abraham had trouble in this world. But he wouldn't give up. No. He kept right on trucking for the Lord. Can you imagine what he thought whenever the angel come down and begin to talk to him? And the angel said that we have come down to check on Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord said that he would send a fire and brimstone and destroy it.
Yeah.
This same man begin to reason with God.
Yeah.
Begin to deal with God. Because he had loved ones, John.
Yeah.
Ain't no wonder that you set aside and go to God and pray for the loved ones that's out in the lost and dying world, knowing that through the doorway of death, lost and undone, the hell awaits their coming.
Yeah.
Listen, we need greater burdens.
Amen.
We need to wake up.
Yeah.
This is nothing but a love letter to the saints. And I'm glad. Listen. After this, 7th chapter, 9th verse of Revelation. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man I could number, of nations, and kindred and people, and tongues, I stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with a white robe and palms in their hand, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne and the four beasts fell before the throne and their on their faces and worship God. I say amen. I bless it, and glory and wisdom. I and thanksgivings and honor. I and power. And might. To be unto our God. Forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders. Anxious saying unto me. What are these? Which are arrayed. In white robes. And whence come them. And I said unto him. Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me. These are they. Which come out of great tribulation. And washed the robes. And made them white. In the blood of the Lamb. Our brother, he was talking about. A multitude. That's repented. Of their own sinful ways. And been set apart. Lord, I want to be. I want among that number. That no man can number. Listen. All nations. Kindreds and tongues. And people. I don't want to be left out. Do you?
No.
My. And he went on to say that the Lamb would lead them and feed them among living fountains of water. We'll never walk for nothing. And God Himself, I will reach out and wipe the tears away from our eyes. And there'll never be no more suffering. No more sorrow. And the sting of death. I shall never be felt again. You talk about a love letter from the Lamb. This with which I was slain. From the foundation of the world. Has gone prepared. A place for me and you. And he said this. He said, I'm coming again. Yeah, I'm coming again. Thomas said, Lord, we know not where thou goest. And how can we know the way? Now, whenever the Holy Ghost power of God come down and convicted me of my sin, and I come praying in repentance. Lord, save me. I write my name in the book of life. Brother, whenever I prayed through, and whenever the Lord come into my life, I knew it was more than just a hunch. I knew it was more than the world could give me because I was happy. I was at peace. And I loved everybody.
Amen.
That's why the saints do.
Yes.
They love everybody. They're happy on their journey.
Amen.
Listen. Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And then Revelation said it was a new Jerusalem coming down out of God. Prepared. And listen. And made yourself ready. And the saints there washed the robes and made them white. When you see somebody sleeping out, going to an altar, I don't mean, brother, they went out and committed some great sin. When we just feel a little cold, or we want to talk to God, that's what happens. Listen, we make contact with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. How will I reply to that love letter, preacher? Just talk to him. Tell him what's on your mind. Man, I tell you what. Could you talk to anybody and get more results than you would to Jesus? With an honest heart. Undefiled before the world. With a pure heart. Talk to Jesus. Well, he's your brother. He's just a joint heir of the kingdom. Listen, heirs of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Paul said, I reckon that we can't even compare with the glory that we shall receive whenever we get home. This is just a getting a ready place. We can be happy on our journey. Those people come dragging in. with their head down in between their legs and look like they've been whooped. Brother, listen, I need to have a contact with heaven. I lift up our voices unto him that's able to hear us. I listen today, that is able to deliver on his promise. Abraham, he sojourned in a land of promise. Me and you, we're sojourning in this land, a strange land. Listen, on a promise that he said he was going to prepare a place for you. We're leaving one day. Are you ready? We're leaving. Was that letter wrote to you? It was wrote to them that's saved. And to them that ain't saved, that them ain't ready. And be called out from among the world. It would apply to everybody that's ready to make the journey. Amen. I'm going to ask David to come and get a song. I'd like for us to stand. Listen.